Spirits of French Lick is proud to introduce the Lee Sinclair 4-Grain Bottled and Bond Bourbon. This 4-year-aged, double-pot distilled, non-chill-filtered bourbon has creamy, round, and lifting notes with caramel and vanilla, followed by apple, mint, graham cracker, and ginger, as well as cardamom. The finish is slightly French walnut, resolving the sweet, fruity, almost ground cherry and white pepper. Our spirits are available for tasting and purchase inside the French Lick Winery and Distillery. Spirits of French Lick. Respect the grain. Please enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the art.
Yeah! Woo-wee! Yes, everybody! It's popping tonight after the disaster of Tuesday. It looks like audio, video, everything's working tonight. I got it going, and we are about to have a great podcast. Yes, and I'm psyched up for tonight. We are basically going to cover some things, but first, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.com. We are the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon things, merchandise, t-shirts, our awesome Scotchy Bourbon Boy, Glenn Cairns. We have also our wooden refrigerator magnets that are also a bottle top and a barrel top. So if you want those things, check those things out. Contact me. I'll ship them to you. Plus, we're getting ready to make some bourbon balls, so you want to do that. We are on all the major podcast formats. We are on Apple, iHeart, Spotify, ask Siri, ask Alexa to play the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, and they will. And then also we're on all the major social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. So check us out there. We really have a good time. You can find us lots of different posts. This is a group of podcasts, a podcast group consisting of myself, Tiny. We got Super Nash that will join us from time to time, CT, and then also Whiskey. And Roxy, my wife. Tonight, Roxy is courteous. She has very, very, what's the word? Graciously poured the blind tasting. Because we are going to be doing a blind tasting. The cool thing about it is, on this particular blind tasting, is I wanted to do this because I've been reading so much on social media. Because it's just like, all you see is Traveler Whiskey, which is a whiskey, not a bourbon, that Buffalo Trace has released, and it is readily available on the shelves. You can get as much as you want, and it's $39.99. So it's a new Buffalo Trace product doing exactly what everybody has been complaining that the opposite of what they've been complaining about. They have produced enough for everybody to have some, and the reviews are not even mixed. It's like they're coming in and people rip the living crap out of it. And it's like almost a Buffalo Trace experiment, because Sazerac has always heard crying babies of just crying that there's not enough. There's not enough Royal Special Reserve. We can't get it. There's not enough 107. I don't want to wait in line. I want to walk in and be able to get it. Well, now you can walk in and get it, and you don't want it. And so this is something that I wanted to do tonight. I've got this bottle of Traveler. You can go back and listen to me and Super Nash's podcast last week, I believe, Tuesday. It's three, four podcasts before. Check that out. But we gave it a high rating. I think this is a very good whiskey. I love the taste of it. I'm not somebody who thinks 90 proof is a low proof whiskey or a low proof beverage. There are the people that have high proofs and, you know, so, but what we're doing tonight is we're going to be blind tasting Traveler whiskey, which is Traveler whiskey is Harlan Wheatley's. He put his name on it. It's the only other thing he has his name on is a vodka. So it's his first whiskey he's put his name on. All the other whiskeys, Elmer T. Lee. Oh, my gosh. Elmer T. Lee, E.H. Taylor, George T. Stagg. They all are former distillers. This is his first whiskey to put his name on. And I would say that he's probably pretty proud of it. They chose a whiskey from 50 different batches, him, and then Chris Stapleton, who has 2.1 million followers on Facebook, and he's a country singer that has great songs. I'm a fan. Sings songs about whiskey, and his fans are going to be part of who wants to buy this, but there's going to be enough for them. So what I wanted to do is put this blind up against first Buffalo Trace. Everybody is always looking for Buffalo Trace. Buffalo Trace isn't as unobtainable as the rest, but it's still allocated. And when it comes out, it usually doesn't stay on the shelf. You got to be in line or get lucky to get it. So there's Buffalo Trace. Then we got Weller Special Reserve. Buffalo Trace runs at about $32.99, where Weller Special Reserve goes out at $24.99. And this is the lowest end Weller product that they produce. They produce it at 90%, 90 proof, and it's a 90 proofer, just like the Traveler. And in my opinion, I'm not a huge fan of Weller Special Reserve. I don't drink a lot of it. I love Weller 107. I love Full Proof. I love the Weller brand. It's not like I don't like it, but it's not one of my favorites. It's on the level of small batches. When you get small batches, Elijah Craig's small batch, those entry level bourbons are okay, but there's so much more out there that I've just never been a huge fan of Special Reserve. I didn't understand why anybody would pay $125, which is the going rate secondary for a bottle that is $24.99 and used to be like 6 months ago, $22.99 MSRP. So we got that. And then I wanted to put it up against one of the premier sought after bottles. One of the bottles I started out with, and that's the Colonel E.H. Taylor small batch. I like this small batch. This is one of the nice small batches that are there. So when you're thinking about what it is, what these are, these three people go crazy over the Buffalo Trace, the Weller Special Reserve, and the E.H. Taylor small batch. They go nuts. And they're searching. They complain they can't get it. They're irritated. They're mad. They're angry. That's what all they do is complain about not being able to get it. And it's a huge day when you pick up a Weller Special Reserve, which is the green label, and you paid $125 for it, and you think you just got a deal of the century. Now, Roxy has poured all four in front of me blind. I have no idea what they are. I don't want to try and identify what they are in the glass. I don't at all. I think I probably could do all right, but when it comes to this taste test, I want to taste the best tasting one, the one I like the most. This is why I want to do it blind. I have no idea what's in front of me. And I'm very excited excited to do it. I've got four Scotchy Bourbon Boy Glencairns in front of me. I've got the four bottles beside me. I will taste through them once. Then I will start to rearrange them. I will arrange them left to right, left, and or your right, one, two, three, four. So I'm about to go start off with your guys. I believe this is your guys' right. I'm grabbing that glass. Yep, it's to the right for my left, your right. And here we go. Who the hell is paying $124? All right, so that is what any market that doesn't get Weller Special Reserve, those basically are $125. That's how much they pay. That's how much they can move them for. If you go down south into any liquor store, a lot, like I've seen them for $125. I've seen them for $145. It's right there. So people here up in Ohio, we see it at we see it MSRP all the time. Nobody's doing that. But when you're talking about Wisconsin, New York, certain parts that don't get it regularly, they are paying that. It, yes. And they're desperate souls, not I. Yes, Walker. It's just, but, you know, it's like come to Ohio and be able to experience it. But still, here we go. This is the first one. Nose, definitely caramel. All right, here we go. I like that nose. This is a bourbon I love. I can tell you. I don't know if it's a bourbon, but it's definitely something I love. There we go. That's the first one. Crap ton of caramel. But there's a good amount of oak and a little bit of almost a grapey note. All right, we're going to go to take a little sip. Here we go. A lot more higher proof. Now, the Taylor is 100 proof. Here we go. That one is a little bit, I think I know, okay. If I have to go between the two, all right, here we go on the next one. Let me get this one here. Here we go, here we go. All right.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look,
we all artists, man. You feel me? We going to have this like...
Bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit
don't
right
play
now.
With this shit.
I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. No. Take that shit serious.
That one's a little, that's so far a little char. Not as good. There's not as much sweetness. All right. And this last one. That's, I know which ones I'm ready. Wow. Lots of sweetness on that one. All right. This one is eliminated, so it goes to four right there. So now we're down to those. So these three right here. And right now, I'm trying it again. Here we go. All right. All right, so there's the order except for the last two. We got red and yellow. Now, They're different in two ways. A little bit more sweetness on the right. All right, I'm going to analyze these two. I've got these two out, and I can't. We're going to go in order because if I look, I can't tell which one. I could find out what the other one was, and I'm not going to do that. I know what order that is because that's 4, 3. We're going to try and do this one more time. Here we go. Well, let's try this one first and that one on the back. Okay. Oh, it's so close. Whatever those two, I would have to say, I'm going to say they're really close. I could say they're a tie, but I'm not. I'm going to say whichever one I pick, each one's every bit as good as the other. It's just a personal preference of do you like caramel with a little bit of proof and a little bit of oak? Or do you like a little bit more the oak? Or do you like... Do you like a sweeter bourbon? That one's sweeter. The one on there... All right. I got to go with... They're equally the same. So whatever I pick, I'm going to say. But I'm going to switch it around because I'm going to go with the one on the left because it's sweeter. The finish is sweeter. Let me see. I really like them both. All right. So this is where I always get effed on. So I'm going to show what we got. Blue or green? Blue. Blue. So green's last, blue's second last, red, and yellow's first. So I am going to talk about what Weller Green is. Here we go. It is red. Weller Special Reserve is red. I picked Weller Special Reserve as number two in a blind test. I'm telling you, this is a blind test. Now, oh, I'm scared because I always do stuff like this. All right. Blue is Buffalo Trace. So Buffalo Trace comes in third place. Weller Special Reserve, red, right? Second place. So now we're down to, did I put, so Traveler is, wait, hold on. Buffalo Trace was blue, and blue was here. So, right? Is that blue, or is this blue? This is blue. So blue, green. There we go. So Buffalo Trace, blue. Where is that? Wait. All right. We got to see which one's which. All right. It's obvious. So blue. So Buffalo Trace. So we got green and whatever. Okay. So here we go. So right now we've got last place of Buffalo Trace. Let me just make sure. Yeah. And then, all right, we're going to do what is Taylor in first or third? Here we go, folks. Green. Taylor is in third. So there you go, folks. Blind. I picked Traveler as number one. I definitely like weeded bourbons, but I picked Traveler out of the three, out of the four. And so it's crazy. Traveler, Weller Special Reserve, Taylor, Buffalo Trace. Everybody, just so you know, I love them all. Not one of them is bad. But based off of this tasting, blind, Traveler picked, I picked Traveler over. Now, Traveler was really close to Weller Special Reserve. But how does Taylor fall back onto, I'm just talking about flavor. It's big, it's bold, it's whatnot, but totally, the fact that I was able to, I mean, it's crazy. So based off the blind test, Buffalo Trace itself was in fourth place. E.H. Taylor was in third place. Weller Special Reserve, which I am not a huge fan of compared to other Wellers. I might have to put this up against the Wellers. Agree to very much disagree. Good luck with all your future endeavors. So, you know, Dan, what I want to say to you is I'm just doing this because you got the marketing. You've got all this stuff. They've given us a good whiskey, and I wanted to put it up against them. I understand you agree to disagree because everybody's palates are different. But what I'm saying is this is in the same ballpark as all the Buffalo Trace products, and that you just can't rip on something because you can get it. We all love to, hey, Eric, it's good to see you. I'm glad that you're watching, but you all got to understand, it's like we're the generation, my generation and the generation right in front of me and behind me, we all want what we can't have. And so these bottles here, the other bottles going up against Traveler, the difference is everybody can't have them. And now that certain people want them, I think most could replicate this, but what they need to do is blind it to take out the bias. And exactly, because the bias is you can get it. And if you can get it, it's shit. That's what they're, I mean, there are so many bourbons on the shelf that are so good that people will go and pass all of them up to get these bourbons, the Taylor, the Weller Special Reserve, the Buffalo Trace, the Weller 107. But there's good bourbons on the shelf, but they made enough. Well, that's why they sit on the shelf, because they can restock the shelf. But people then don't want them. Yeah, Aaron, it is going on the shelf. They made enough. It might not be in your area, but it's all, especially through here. And blinded it. To me, it's light Canadian. See, once again, where do you get Canadian whiskey? You don't know that. It's not what that is. I don't taste Canadian whiskey. I don't taste light. 90 proof is fine. But I'm not going to say, Dan, that I respect your palate. You have to drink what you want to drink. Tasting's a personal preference. But what I'm trying to show everybody so when you blinded it, Dan, what did you blind it up against? I would like to know because there's nothing that says it's Canadian whiskey. There's no articles. There's no nothing. Based off of what it says on the back of the bottle, it comes from Buffalo Trace, and Harlan Wheatley's put his name on it. So I'm going to kind of, I understand how they blend there and how Sazerac blends there. I don't think they're pulling down Canadian whiskey and throwing it in there. I think it's the used barrels that they used with their bourbon when they didn't have new barrels. And so that's just my opinion, but none of us know. And that's the thing. So there you go. I mean, I'm all for flipping me out. He goes, are you frozen or maybe cigars and whiskey on an empty stomach tripping me out? There you go, Eric. No, I'm talking about all the bias that goes in. So we did a blind tonight, and it's been a very, very fun time, and I don't understand what's going on. I am recording, and it's just me. Usually, it gives me the 45 minutes, but anyways, everybody out there, I got to go down. I got to go down to, I understand Caribou Crossing is a Sazerac, but that's not being made and aged at Buffalo Trace, where Harlan Wheatley is. Why, when you have a stock that they have of whiskey and stuff that they put out, why would you ship in and blend from a Canadian distillery. It just makes no sense. The whiskey part of it is coming from the fact that they used barrels, where most American whiskey is coming from. So it's just like, yeah, I suppose Traveler whiskey, they didn't say Traveler American whiskey, so you're thinking that some Canadians in there, there's a possibility. But to me, I like it. I blinded it. I had no idea what I was picking, and I put it up against. And, you know, the crazy thing is one of my favorite bourbons to drink is Taylor Small Batch. I love Taylor Small Batch. But Taylor Small Batch came in third, and Weller Special Reserve beat it, which I would have never, ever, ever, ever thought. That's the one thing. Not saying it's Canadian, just similar to me. Oh, yeah, Dan. I mean, that's what we're here for. I mean, aren't we all here to drink what we like and talk about it and keep it open? It's just, I just wanted to put it up. I did not know I was going to pick it first. When I was actually doing the last one before Taylor, when I picked it, I didn't know if it's going to be third or Taylor was going to be first, because I love Taylor. But, you know, the want to know the worst blind I ever did was I put up we did 7 Maker's Marks blind, and the one I picked number one, and it just I picked Maker's Mark. It in the blind, it tasted so caramely. It was way above everything else. And then I did not think it would be one of my favorite drinking bourbons is Maker's 101. I thought maybe 101 or I could taste the bread pudding that came in second, but Maker's came in first. So the blinds always surprise me. This blind completely surprised me. It was Weller Special Reserve. I could tell there was some oak and caramel on this one, but I went with, I didn't know which one was which. I mean, I didn't know I was choosing what I was choosing from. So that's really a cool thing to be able to come up with a blind tasting. So again, Buffalo Trace came in and fourth. E.H. Taylor, 100 proof came in. I'm going to drink it. came in third. Weller Special Reserve. $24.99, second. And then first place was the Traveler, folks. So with that said, this has been another great podcast tonight. Oh, God, what did I do? I just dropped it on the podcast. I appreciate everybody coming out. I'm Tiny of the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. And I just put, yeah, let's just do that. Here again, I'm going to be headed down to, Louisville, Craig. Yes. That's what we try and do here with the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. That's, you know, just check out our podcast, check out what we've got over 349. This is our fifth season. I think this is episode, it could be 350. So, check us out. We do a lot of, touring around the country. We do a lot of blind tastes. We take certain brands and basically, tell everybody about a brand, brands. Like just recently we did Bardstown Bourbon Company. I tried to do an aroma kit, podcast on Tuesday, but that was a disaster. So everything that was, this wasn't. So yeah, James, I'll check out thanks for the comment, and then I'll also check out what you sent me because it sounds fun. And we are going to be at Buzzard's Roost around 2:00 would be my guess. Old Louisville first at, we're going to try and be there at 1:30 and then 2:30 Buzzard's Roost. And then I got to be at the Bardstown Bourbon Company at 3:15 to meet Christy Atkinson. So everybody, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys. Traveler tonight did hold up against the rest of the Buffalo Trace. So it was like Buffalo Trace versus Buffalo Trace. But I'm going to say the biggest surprise to me was the Weller Special Reserve beating out E.H. Taylor. Had no idea how this was going to work. But I appreciate what everybody has brought to the table. Very, very good whiskey tonight. None of them were bad. And remember, we're the Scotchy Bourbon Boys, www.scotchybourbonboys.com for all Scotchy Bourbon Boys things, Glencairn's, t-shirts, other things there. You can also contact me on Facebook direct and I'll ship it out to you as soon as you want. Then also remember, we are on all social media, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and X, and then all the podcast formats. If you listen to a podcast, we're on that format. And then remember, good bourbon equals good times and good friends. Drink responsibly. Don't drink and drive. And live your life dangerously. Little Stevo's gonna take us out. Is he? Yes, he is.
Oh, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. For if we don't find the next whiskey bar, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.
Hey, Scotchy Bourbon Boys fans, this is Alan Bishop, Indiana's Alchemist of the Black Forest. So I'm tuning in here today to tell you all about the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute channel on YouTube. If you're at all interested in the art of distilling, whether it be home distilling or professional distilling, and the intense geekery that goes into that process, then check out the One Piece at a Time Distilling Institute on YouTube. I promise you're going to learn something you didn't know before about the arts.